The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So when the angel Gabriel appears to Mary at the Annunciation, he appears, he gives his message, a message of great joy and hope. And then the text of the gospel has a very sad line. It says, "Then the angel departed from her." The angel departed from Mary, leaving her alone after receiving this great message, leaving her to wonder, what next? What do I do now that I've heard these words of the angel that I'm going to be the mother of the Son of God? Every time in the gospels, Jesus comes to someone. He comes to them. He does something for them. He either heals them, preaches the word, something or other, and then he has to leave to go on to the next village, the next town, the next city. And everyone who he comes to is left wondering, okay, what next? The Messiah came to me, he healed me. What do I do now? What am I supposed to do? When Jesus departed from the disciples and the whole world on Good Friday when he was crucified, the whole church at that point, still in its infant stage, was left wondering, what next? What do we do? They were left in a spirit of confusion, that they didn't know how to handle the world without the Lord. And then Jesus makes one final departure here when we celebrate the Ascension. He departs from the disciples into heaven. But this departure is different from all the others. And it's different for two reasons. The first is that this time Jesus gives a promise. In Matthew's gospel, we read that Jesus tells his disciples, "Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." He gives them a promise that, in fact, he is not leaving them. Yes, he is departing to be with the Father, but he's doing that in order to send the Holy Spirit, in order to send his Spirit to be with the disciples always. If he leaves them now, he is able to come back to them in a way that he is always present with them. The second reason that the Ascension is different is that now the disciples have the enlightenment of mind and heart to believe that promise. Jesus appeared to his disciples over 40 days after rising from the dead, and he strengthened them, he enlightened them, so that when this time came, they could believe. Their hearts and their minds were transformed so that they could really understand that Jesus is telling the truth when he promises that he will remain with them always. And so this departure, rather than being a source of sadness or confusion or any of these negative things that they experienced with his other departures, this time, his departure into heaven to be at the right hand of the Father is a source of joy and glory and consolation and hope to his disciples.